What a way to make a first impression in front of the home crowd. Noah Jenkin, acquired in the Cam Allen deal with London earlier this week, scored his first two career-old goals Friday night in his first appearance in Storm colors in front of the Sleeman Center faithful. I'm beginning to get a little more opportunity here, not like I had in London with all those big guys, like Sam Dickinson, Henry Brzustovic and Oliver Bonk, he said after a 6-4 Guelph win over the Sioux Greyhounds. It's been great so far, and I'm just trying to do my job and help the boys win. He had played in 37 games with the Knights before the deal, and had 7 assists. Jenkin, eligible for the 2025 NHL draft, didn't know the deal was coming. He was informed of the trade after a Knights practice. I'm just a solid, reliable defender who works hard and just tries to do my job, he said when asked about his game. He has a big frame, standing 6'3", and played top-pairing minutes on a suddenly young blue line. Rowan Topp, at 18, is the oldest defenseman at the moment with overager Tommy Budnick and 19-year-old Will Haley both out with injuries. 2 big goals tonight, just putting pucks on the net, coach Corey Stillman said of his newest defender. Obviously coming from London, they spend a lot of time in the offensive zone, so it was good to see, he scores his first of his old career here. Justin Bottineau also made his home debut in Storm colors. He fit in well, Stillman said of the former Ranger. A little slow to start tonight with power plays and penalty kills, but as you can see, for me as a coach and staff, we're giving guys opportunities to play. Last minute of a hockey game, maybe in Kitchener he didn't play, but here he will. 2 Greyhounds players also chipped in with their first tally in Major Junior, including Guelph native Hunter Solomon. He tied the game at 2 early in the second in what turned into a seesaw battle. Sault Ste. Marie had the 4-3 lead going into the third, but Guelph got contributions from their front line in the final frame, and sealed things late. Despite giving up a shorthanded goal to Marco Mignosa, Stillman spoke highly of his team's power play performance, which went 1-for-6. Before the game in our meetings, we had talked about power plays going to be the difference in a hockey game tonight, he said. The Sioux had scored 2 on 5 chances, and we got a big one then by Alex McLean in the third, the eventual game winner. The Sioux pulled Detroit prospect Landon Miller, but the Storm held serve. With the goalie pulled, we played extremely well, Stillman said. We had some blocked shots, we won some draws and then we created some turnovers in the neutral zone and finally Charlie, Paquette, put one in the back of the net. A big win for us going into Christmas. Paquette's goal came as part of a 3-point night and a point streak now reaching 8 games. Of note, Guelph was 68% on faceoffs. Yes, the Greyhounds ranked 19th in the OL on the draw going into Friday night, but those small battles are needed to pick up the 2 points. Dawson Morris and Max Nemestikov also scored for the Storm. Braden Gillespie made 21 saves for the win in his 100th career OL appearance. The Storm go into the break with a 1-0-1-9-2-1 record, and hit the road for 3 games post-Christmas, beginning next Saturday, December 28 in Erie. Guelph's next home game is in 2 weeks, Friday, January 3, against Owen Sound.